break out the Werther's Originals, cancel your 4 p.m. dinner reservations, and turn up the furnace just a little bit, because we just watched Rabid Grannies on...
The Movie Mania!
Sonny!
Welcome to the crossroads of camp, the bastion of the bizarre, the place where low budgets meet high praise. Yes, it's B-Movie Mania! And now, B-Movie Maniacs, here are your hosts, the cream of the crap, the connoisseurs of cult, your cinematic creepy uncles, Paul Brooks, Mike Hayes, Jason Hulls, and Crazy Chris Hudson.
Can I get a little help crossing the street from one of you young boys?
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to Season 2, Episode 2 of B-Movie Mania. I'm your host this time around, Jason Hulls, and with me, as always, are the other B-Movie Maniacs. We have Mike Hayes.
Hello!
We have Paul Brooks.
It's way past my bedtime.
And we have crazy Chris Hudson.
I can't quite hear you. Speak up, sonny.
I say that's crazy Chris Hudson. Chris Hudson. Are you there?
What?
Can you hear me?
Measy Chris Measy?
Turn up your hearing aid, sonny.
I need to go to Bob Evans.
I think we've just ended our sponsorship from the AACP.
The who? You mean the AARP?
AARP. Yeah, whatever.
Did you forget
which one?
Also, I don't think there's any Bob Evans in Belgium.
I was wondering about that. If I made a Bob Evans joke, if that was how regional that was. Certainly not Belgium. Mm. Anyway, hello, everyone. We watched the trauma film Rabid Grannies.
Quick takes!
Paul, this is a French film. French Belgium, I think it said. How do you feel about that?
You know, I gotta be honest, this movie made me feel alive.
No,
it
no,
made
no.
me feel invigorated.
Paul, you can't possibly be talking about Rabid Grannies.
I think let's just move on.
Mike, what was yours?
My quick take was, geez, I don't think anything's quick with this movie. Even death.
Nice. Chris?
Eh? What's that, sonny? Micknakes? What are micknakes?
My quick take, I think, is, just the slow sound of life leaving my body.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Jay just died.
Just like old age.
Mm-hmm. Boy, oh boy, so, what an exciting movie this was.
Paul, would you say that, however, okay, trying to be positive, because that's what we do here. I think there's going to be a lot of negative for this one, which is a complete surprise to me, honestly. I thought this was going to be crazy. But trying to stay positive, would you compare it to the Dogma 95 film, The Celebration?
What?
Jay, I would. If you want to talk about Dogma 85.
Well, okay, so no, look, it's a movie about awful, well, it's about family coming back, in this case of Rabid Grannies, awful family coming back, and there being a lot of drama. I mean, that's kind
There's
of the same
of
as The Celebration, right, Mike?
Well,
except for this
yeah,
one
every,
has demonic old women.
Yes, well, everything also, just like the Dogma films, have been shot with all practical things. There's nothing has been used. There's no real props. It's all within the actual environment, which is what really made it great. Now, Paul, what about the Dogma 69 version of this film that I do know you did watch?
You're into that old demon porn.
Is this really what we're doing? This is really how we're going to do this?
I mean, do you want to talk about the actual movie instead?
Here's what I want to talk about. Let's get the elephant out of the room on this one real quick.
Okay.
That I've been left out of all the bits?
This movie has neither anyone who's rabid in it, or really any grannies. They mainly refer to the titular grannies in the film as their aunties.
Where would you be? Home, in bed, with you,
That's nice, but how are you going to explain me to your aunts?
Not just mainly refer to them as aunties, they entirely so.
Yeah, there's no granny mentioned. They're just old.
Well, wait. And there are two children, and the they would be grandmothers to those children, I think.
Maybe.
Not if they're still. Maybe great aunts at best.
Okay, like that, and that totally could be. It's not clarified. And your point stands.
How many cousins were there? Like 50? And they're all terrible?
They're all terrible.
Speaking of no grannies, literally the grannies on the cover of the trauma version of this aren't the grannies from the film either.
I was trying to figure that out.
They're different actresses.
Yeah, it's a complete nightmare. And let me say, I didn't watch this before picking it, obviously. but I watched the trailer, and they cut together a pretty entertaining trailer. Like, when you hear the title, you see the trailer, you're like, this is going to be nuts. And it was just not. It was so slow. Okay. It was so slow.
It took over half an hour for anything to really even start.
35 minutes before any possession happened.
Of introduction. This is all introduction to terrible people talking about terrible things.
Yeah, all the family members are going to the auntie's birthday party because they all want to stay in their good graces so that when they die, they get this massive fortune. And so the family members are all pretty bad.
But that family is like a stillborn calf. Soft and smooth on the surface, but underneath, nothing but maggot-infested, rotting flesh.
Yeah, I mean, I thought for a second, okay, what's going to happen here is you're going to have a long setup to introduce all these people because there's lot of family members. There's like a dozen or so family members. Setup. But then when the action hits, it was just going to be crazy. Nope. It just wasn't. The whole thing just, and we'll go into it in slightly more detail. I don't know if I can bring myself to go over this point by
and
point.
I want to say, and on top of it, if you watch the version I watched first, even all the good stuff was edited out.
Oh my God. Okay. So let's talk about that. There's two different versions, right? There's one on YouTube, one on Amazon. And okay, I don't. Did you? You guys all watch this two times?
Yeah.
No.
I watched it twice.
Okay.
Mike watched it twice, and I actually also did a lot of research on the different versions. So, there's a lot of stuff out there on the internet about the different versions, and it's quite the shit show.
Please tell then, Paul. Please elaborate.
Well, basically, I mean, the version that's on Amazon is the trauma version that we watched. And as Chris stated, a lot of the more gory elements have been edited out. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that in concept, but the actual edits were just terrible. Oh, it was so jarring.
Well, like, okay, I'm going to spoil this. So the little girl, which in one genuinely surprising moment for me is they killed off the little girl. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't tell if they'd actually killed her or if she was just leaning up against one of the grannies.
Same here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Chris.
Like, wait, what?
Okay. Now, this is my question. I only watched it once. My hat is off to you if you watched it more than once.
No, I could only get through it once.
So I watched the YouTube version, and I can't imagine that being edited out. I mean, there really wasn't that
was
much
terrible.
Gore. I you're saying that the gore was edited out for the Amazon version. I can't imagine what that would look like, because there hardly was any
in
the YouTube
version. Well, you didn't see a halberd in a guy's balls. That's what you missed out.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, there was balls?
Well, no balls, but in the producer's cut, the longer gory cut, there's when one of the guys dies, Harvey,
the arms dealer guy.
He gets a halberd shoved up his taint.
Does he?
Which
and
you
flung
don't
across the
see.
Room.
Yeah, and you don't see that in the Amazon edited version.
Yeah, the Amazon edited version is you get a really quick shot of them chopping his arm off, and then
that's
the next thing you know, his torso is flung across down some stairs.
That's what I saw. So the YouTube version I saw must have been matched the Amazon.
You didn't even watch the good YouTube one?
I thought I watched the YouTube one because that was supposed to be the good one. I guess I got the wrong version on YouTube.
Here's the problem. Things get very confusing because there's actually several different versions out there. There's the Belgian or the French version, whatever you want to call it, that has subtitles that does have some of the gore left in there. And then in 2015, they put out a Blu-ray, which has a couple different versions on it, including a new cut.
Blu-ray.
a new director's cut that apparently actually cuts out a lot of the first third of the movie that cuts out all that boring introducing the characters. So I would be interested actually in seeing that version sometime.
Yeah, I suppose. Really, you know what I wanted this movie to be, honestly? I was thinking about this, and as you know, I was watching it, like what changes I would want and what I was looking for. As soon as the possession hits, which should have taken not as much time to get to, I wanted this movie to be like Crank. Like that pacing. Like these grannies just go ballistic, like for the rest of the movie, and it's just furious.
In defense of the film, because I think I actually did like this maybe a little bit more than the rest of you guys. In defense of the film, you know, it's older. It supposedly came out in 88. To me, it looks like it was shot more early or mid-80s in Belgium or whatever. And a lot of older horror movies have that sort of, you know, the first almost half of the movie is all setting everything up, which is what this movie did.
Sure. I mean, it's like Tarantino's Grindhouse movie. You know, it takes forever to get to anything.
Oh, God, that's...
yeah.
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
This movie takes forever for anything to get to. And like you mentioned, like the first 5 or 10 minutes of it is them, all the family members driving in cars into this castle. And you can tell right away, not only are these people greedy and whatever, and they're, you know, their intent is to just kiss up to the aunties so they can get money, but they all hate each other. The families hate each other. Mm-hmm. There's not a single couple that likes each other. Maybe the lesbians, but we don't know who the two lesbians are. We just know there's at least one of them.
Well, no, but I think the lesbians show that they like each other, but the girlfriend like sleeps with the asshole like sports car guy at the drop of a hat.
Sexually assaulted. She gets pressured into it. It's fucking horrifying.
She did get pressured into it.
Now it's my turn. So you're trying to survive, but I think you want a man and can't admit it.
The point I was trying to make, though, is you see them driving in, and my notes literally say, they are all awful, I hope every one of them dies.
Yeah.
And the movie couldn't even get that right. There were survivors.
As all the people were showing up, I just wrote, I get the feeling these people are all fodder.
Yeah, they all feel like that.
The moment I knew I wasn't gonna like the movie was near the beginning when they killed Alice, the maid, the only character you can sympathize with. She's nice, she's been abused, and you're like, great. And then they just fucking number two on the kill list. She's done, and I'm like, well, this movie's not the story. At least has got nothing going on for it.
Yeah, well, let's back it up here a second, because there is, I guess, sort of one thing I did like about this beginning part. So the idea is all the family members arrive. Everyone's fairly separate in their own rooms. They're all getting ready for dinner. We have seen the grannies. They went into town for a little bit, but they're back. Everyone's just getting ready. So
this is where it should have been more like Monster Mash.
Yeah. Well, maybe. The family all gets ready for dinner. It's formal. Yes, there's the brother that has sex with the lesbian girl, and pressures, like she slaps him and then he presses it and she gives in. And then at dinner, everyone's battling, right? And I believe, this is not the part I liked, but this is a note I had down. Percival is a priest, and he's back for dinner.
Yes.
And that's what you liked about it. Interesting.
Wasn't he going to stab a child with a fork?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
They sat the priest in between the two kids, which I don't know if that's a joke against the priesthood and kids, but whatever.
Yeah.
But he had his fork out. He was mere moments away from stabbing the kid.
All right, you've asked for it.
What's happening, Percival?
Nothing, Aunt Victoria. I'm just showing the child how to use a fork properly.
So the grannies were nice, right? Like, I think they kind of bossed around the servant a little bit, but so they're nice. The families are all clearly
They gave
evil.
A homeless guy a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Once I was blind, nice. But now I can drink.
I would have liked to see a little more of them being nice as part of the setup.
Well, that my point is, if they're nice, but then they get possessed, are we supposed to be rooting for the grannies? Because they become demons.
I don't think so.
So who are we supposed to be rooting for in this movie?
No one.
No one.
Probably
that's a problem.
The black sheep son who fucking possessed everyone.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I will agree that there are some characters that, Percival is a prime example of someone that you're definitely not going to root for. But I mean, what was wrong with the lesbian? I found her to be perfectly somebody that I could root for.
She was the only one. The only
Helen,
one.
Yeah. Helen, the wife of the children, or the mother of the children, became okay.
Went insane.
Yeah. But okay, so as they're all at dinner, this is the part that I kind of liked. The gate rings and the maid has to go check the gate. And Large Marge is waiting. She's at the gate.
Yeah, Large Marge is there.
And she says, open this gate.
Open this gate.
Open this gate.
Open this gate.
And she has a gift. I just like that Large Marge was in the movie.
It was not Large Marge.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it?
Well, okay, can we say the whole reason why she wanted the gate open?
No, you can't say it. Move on.
It was just I'm going to say it. She couldn't stand talking between bars.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's open the gate so we can just have a short conversation where I hand you a gift.
Which could have fit through
and
the bars.
And then she leaves. Yeah, it could have totally fit through the bars. There was no reason to go through that.
It's a little box from the... yet another family member who worshipped the devil and was sent away and locked up for like 6 months and then was kicked out of the will. So he sends an evil box to the family.
Yeah.
They spent so much time introducing us to a bunch of awful people. They used literally two throwaway sentences to explain what you just said. That's all we got from them. Didn't know that it was a guy who worshiped the devil and no one liked him anymore. That's all we know about it.
I believe the special gift was from Christopher and he did go crazy.
You're welcome, guys. Could we have not at least seen Christopher? You know, he could have been there and given the box in person and then the whole thing backfires on him and he dies too. I don't know. I can think of a million ways this movie could have been better.
Yeah, he could have shown up with it and said, here, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Jay, I'm looking at IMDb right now. Large Marge was played by Alice Nunn, and this movie is not in her filmography.
Well, no kidding. She probably had it scrubbed after this movie came out.
Yeah.
Do you guys think they had to cut a bunch of cool shit out of this because they sang the birthday song twice?
Oh yeah, they had to pay for that. But twice. It's public domain now, so they could have.
Well,
totally,
not then. Then it was hardcore shit.
Yeah, but not then.
Shit.
It was exactly.
Unless maybe in Belgium you can they don't care about copyright law.
Yeah,
I think it's important to point out that I guess the reason the aunties open up this gift from. Christopher, was that his name?
Yeah, Crazy Christopher.
Crazy Christopher.
Is that there's this notion that he's trying to make amends, and they see this box, and they say, oh, well, if this is his gift to us, he must be serious about, you know, trying to make things right, basically.
Yeah.
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 So they open this box, and then they're like, ooh, yay, he's being nice. And then someone shouts out.
It's just a bunch of cigarette smoke that Christopher breathed into the box and closed before it could flow out.
Yeah, they're trying to distract the other awful children and whatever are like, where's the cake? Where's the cake? And so they need to get a cake.
But first the little girl has to go to the bathroom. They make a big point of letting you know that the little girl has to pee or something.
Susie has to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they get this cake, and while they get this cake, they start singing the birthday song, and then they start chanting. Blow
Rod
a wish,
do
blow
a knife
a
for
wish.
The cake.
Not yet, Christopher. That's not the first chant. Let me get to my point. They chant blow a wish a bunch of times, really obnoxiously. Like all of these people are being really snide and rude and making gross faces at each other, and then suddenly when they have to chant, they all look like 6-year-olds, clapping and pounding, and it's insane. And then the poison, smoke gets into the glasses for the aunties, and then they start chanting, Chris?
Radu, a knife for the cake. Radu, is that how they said it?
Radu! Radu, a knife for the cake. Radu!
Radu!
It's so long and fucking beleaguered, it's insane.
Dumb.
Anyway, God. I like those. And then one of the grannies eats the head off one of the lesbians.
Yep. Just like that.
That's pretty much it. Well, they just grow real long claws, and the arm reaches all the way across the table and pull. And when we're describing this, we're probably describing it in the image that you're getting in your mind is better than how it was shot.
Yeah.
Well, but again, Jay, you didn't see the uncensored version, so the, it
true.
It did turn out better when you see the uncensored cut.
That's true.
Than probably what you saw.
Well, what did it look like?
I agree.
The scene was slightly longer, if I remember right. I did watch all the good bits in the uncensored version.
What did it look like, Paul?
I mean, it looked like when they first attack, it was basically a more drawn out scene where you there's a decapitation and you see a lot more blood, and it doesn't have that sort of truncated feeling that the trauma version
has. Yeah. Well, that trauma version made me think that they ate the whole body, because you don't get to see that decapitated body after she eats the head.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like the grandma eats the entire body.
Also, I want to say one of the sort of charming things for me, if I'm being honest, is, you know, we've said this movie was, I believe, shot in like a couple different countries, right? Belgium and France and the Netherlands or something like that.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And I read that all of the actors, you know, the performances are very sort of stilted, and it comes across as very strange. I read that that's because none of the actors actually spoke English, and so they were delivering all of their lines phonetically. So it kind of comes across as this sort of almost, I don't want to say alien, but you can tell that something's a little off.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the acting is on par with The Room in this. That explains though, Paul, because at one point, one of the grannies is reading the letter from Christopher, Crazy Chris, and she's reading it, and she stumbles over a word and repeats the word will.
Right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was a dead giveaway.
My first thought was they couldn't just do another take. Is that the best they had of that? But then that makes sense. If she's reading it phonetically, she's, you know, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
I can see how it would sort of turn people off for some reason. Personally, I kind of thought that it was charming in a way.
I'm with you, Paul. Sure. I'm with you. I that's one of the things I really did like about this movie, but maybe not because it's charming, but because it reminds me of when I first started getting into horror films and seeing all these like crazy like foreign movies, you know, Italian horror movies and what, you know, it's just there's this whole atmosphere and the way the lines are delivered and dubbed terribly that reminds me of that simpler, far more innocent time of my life. And so I got a little bit a little bit nostalgic watching this movie.
And so I'm assuming that we heard, I mean, everything was dubbed. So I'm assuming that these were all English actors overdubbing the Belgian actors.
Yeah,
lines.
I think I read that.
That's what it seemed
exactly
like.
What happened.
And I would love to see the ADR sessions of that for the grannies, because they were pretty over the top.
Yeah.
Somebody in a studio doing that.
Jay, do you want to explain the grannies, like, aesthetically, before and after? Because I think there's a whole thing going on.
Oh, there's a whole thing. So the grannies, they are, you know, just little old ladies kind of thing. And then after the change, which is pretty abrupt, they kind of split and, like, grow. They're very athletic, sort of red.
Hot babes.
They're, like... just demonic. They just the classic sort of demonic look, and they're terrible looking. And I'm pretty sure, obviously, different actors played those. But there's
but
a pretty stark
effects,
difference.
I mean, not bad in terms of their look.
No.
Especially for the time.
It didn't look bad if you didn't know what they originally looked like. I think, like it bothered me that they were just It could have been anyone. It could have been the two children who turned into demons with how these characters looked. But
yeah, they have dresses, the grandma dresses and stuff.
Yeah, but and they did drool a lot, which was pretty gross. I thought the drooling was pretty effective in terms of gross.
Yeah, that was gross. So after the dinner, after the one, is it the lesbian that gets chomped down on? There are so many people.
I think, I don't know.
It's not the lesbian, no, it's somebody else.
Okay.
Well, there's two lesbians, though.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think it's Erica
I think you're right, Mike. Because I remember when... Well, you know what? I don't know. They all die eventually, or most of them do. But anyway, so everybody runs from the table, and they all just sort of get stuck in different rooms, or they lock themselves in different rooms. And this is kind of how they divide up the movie for quite a long time, is they just keep cutting to the different groups.
The rest of the movie...
pretty much for the rest of the movie.
No, it's the whole movie, Jay. Where do they not do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, maybe you're talking about how when they all run away, they learn they can't escape. They've all the grannies are locking them in the house. But somehow, instantly, someone gets right outside the house. And that happens, I think, two more times.
Well, see, well, the thing is, the first people who get outside the house, they end up in escaping through the cellar that's like flooded to knee length or something.
Yeah.
That looks like Christians were buried there 2,000 years ago. It's just terrible.
And they have, we have them. Yeah, they get out.
Well, you get
like this is not Jaws.
The hand does come up from the water, and then it doesn't do anything. They just kind of run away. And next shot, they're outside and in the Jeep trying to escape.
Yeah, they get in a car, and it's the sports car guy, right?
Yeah, and, sports car guy, jerk. And the jerk, and one of the jerk's wives, the fat guy, the fat jerk's wife.
Yeah,
it's the lesbian.
It's the lesbian, I think.
No.
See, you can't tell.
Is already dead. Yeah.
Oh no.
All
yeah.
These characters are terrible.
It's Fat Stash's wife. It's Fat Stash's wife.
Yeah, Fat Stash's wife.
Okay. Yeah. So the granny gets in the car and snaps the sports car guy's neck and pulls the woman back in the car. And this was a thing I thought that was kind of funny. The granny says that she'll kill her unless she sings "Happy Birthday," and then she says, "What'd she say? Anybody remember?"
Sing for me, bitch, or something like that.
Sing, bitch!
I thought that was a pretty good scene. I liked that, because the woman was crawling out of the car, and Granny pulls her back in.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty good. And this whole scene right here is really creepy.
Yeah, and so once she's done singing, the granny says, "Okay, you can go." And then runs her over.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay,
she
this
reanimates
because...
the body.
Yeah, yeah. Well, does she reanimate the body? I thought she just like possessed. I don't know.
She reanimates the body of the jerk.
She runs it into the fence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she runs into the woman, which is actually a pretty good shot too. Like they tied her to like the front of this Jeep and like really brought her in pretty close, it seemed, to that fence.
Yeah.
And then that's another shot. Pretty much any death scene in this film, if you see the uncensored version, it's going to be a little bit different than. Yeah. The version, the trauma version that's on Amazon, because they let this death scene play out a lot more.
Yeah. We cut over to another group with Percival, the priest, and another guy who looks like Alex Jones. And they're talking.
That's John. If you want his actual name, it's John.
I prefer Alex Jones.
I believe it's. I agree.
They realize after about 20 minutes that their daughter should be done in the toilet. So they completely forgot about their
daughter. That was unbelievable.
Oh, God. What happened to Susie? Oh, no, she doesn't know what's happening.
That is some grade A bad parenting right there.
That's the only time this young little girl gets her time alone, and that's her personal time. She likes to spend it there. She doesn't get bothered by the world. Her parents aren't yelling at her. There's no worry about homework. She's just sitting there by herself, just relaxing.
God.
Yep. And it's a perfect,
and it really pays off.
Segue to Susie. Chris, you talked a little bit earlier about Susie. Do you want to talk about what happens here?
Yeah, she's just kind of wandering around looking for her parents. Everyone's gone. She has no idea what's going on. And eventually, I think she hears one of the grannies. I know they're aunts, but one of the grannies like singing or calling to her. So she goes into a room and like Granny was normal at this point, right? Like Granny made herself look normal again. So, you know, they're talking and... She, you know, Granny says that she can play as long as she gives Granny a kiss first, blah, 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 blah. Mommy and Daddy are just playing hide and seek. And so that's pretty much all you see of her. And I think it cuts back to her mom and deciding
deciding
to go out to look for her. Yeah.
Yeah. Helen and Alex Jones have made up because they argue a lot and they're going to go look for Susie. And she does. Okay. Percival is the priest, right? He doesn't want to open the door. He's a real coward. And
No. Alex Jones is scared shitless.
Is he at this point? Yeah, right. Alex Jones is still scared.
Helen and the lesbian go. And Gilbert.
Yes, correct. Gilbert's the little boy. So Helen threatens Percival with a knife to open the door. And she has the line,
"Listen well, priest. I'm going out of this room to look for my daughter, who's only 8 years old. If you try to stop me, I swear I'll knife those two holy orbs you have so little use for."
That was a pretty good line.
It was a good line.
she go, her and her little boy, I don't know why she would take her little boy, but I guess she does. And she goes looking for Susie. And okay, so who is the blonde that's the
lesbian, right?
That's
one of the lesbians.
Right, okay. Yeah. See, this is how confusing this is.
None of it makes sense.
Well, if I'm being honest, I'm surprised that we're breaking it down as much as we are here.
Yeah.
I think this is an important scene because it really... Okay, so I watched the unedited or the edited cut first, and this is just says it all about the editing of that cut. Is the mom and the lesbian go and the son go look for the daughter, and then the grannies, they're at the staircase, and a leg, it just kind of goes by real quick. But you can't tell whose it is or how big it is or whatever. And then the camera cuts to the, they go up the stairs, and the camera cuts to the little girl leaning against the granny. So I thought, is she still alive? But the unedited cut clearly shows her she has no legs. She's dead.
Wow.
But
yeah,
it's actually pretty horrifying.
Yeah. I did not expect them to kill the little girl, and it's.
Well, and that just that whole moment continues. They hear when they run, right? The grannies yell through like this door what they're going to do to everyone else. And I believe they're focusing on Gilbert, the little boy. And they start like yelling about how they're going to torture his dad. And I just like thought that was like super dark. They're like yelling at this like eight-year-old boy about like all these terrible things they're going to do to his father. Yeah.
If anything, I think the stuff they do to the kids is pretty horrifying.
Yeah. Well, this is where Helen, the mom, and the lesbian and come running back into the room. They can't find Gilbert. And when they eventually find him, he jumps up into mom's arms and they're hugging and she's crying. She's so happy to see them. And then we find out Gilbert's a little chud baby and he like bites her fingers off.
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
That was so, like where did this demon kid come from? Was it one of the grannies shapeshifting?
I think the granny shapeshifted.
It made no sense.
This is where mom goes insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though the kid is just in the next room.
Well, actually, that was cool, wasn't it? Because, like, she's holding Gilbert, and then she looks over and sees Gilbert, the real Gilbert.
It was pretty good. I liked that shot.
That was pretty good. And then she gets her finger bit off, and she goes insane.
Yeah. I'd like to make a note for all the listeners out there right now, because I just realized we've been referring to the lesbian as the lesbian the whole time. And it's not because we're being flippant about her sexuality. That is just literally what she's called throughout this entire movie. They keep yelling at her, the lesbian, or you lesbian. It is
true.
What she's called.
You really don't know what her name is.
No.
Right.
No clue.
It's so confusing that, I mean, there's nothing to grab onto other than what they call her in the movie.
Yeah. To be fair, though, she's pretty much, she and Gilbert are like the only survivors.
Yeah, they're badass. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Are we skipping to the Gilbert? We can do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the...
I mean, it's pretty... It's like you said at the beginning, they're really all just fodder, you know? I mean, it's just... It's basically the setup that we just went over.
Yeah, it's really formulaic.
Repeat over and over again.
Just everyone tries to escape here and there, and they all get caught by these grannies.
Well, I just want to say something about the butler's death, if we're just going to gloss over things. His was the most pointless because... They find him alive. You think he's dead for the most of the movie when the rest of the help was killed. But no, he's alive. They're trying to escape. And one of the grannies throws like a liver or something, some sort of organ on the floor. And the butler slips on it and falls into a window and just dies.
Yeah, him and the maid shouldn't have died.
Yeah.
There were a couple other good death scenes. Chris, you mentioned the guy who... Well, he gets his arms chopped off, and then he gets like an axe to the crotch. Because for some reason, one of the demons dresses up in like night gear.
Yeah, let's backtrack real quick for that. Because Harvey, the guns dealer, and Fat Stash go into like the attic or whatever, where they're going to get out of like an air vent or some sort of weird shaped window. So Fat Stash, who's like a fucking drunk coward the whole movie, like tries to climb through this thing, gets stuck. So Harvey gives up and he's going to leave, but he runs into the grannies. So he runs and hides. And then the grannies come down and find Fat Stash just stuck in this like crawl space. And they just tear open his pants and eat his ass hard. Yes. Like literally eat his ass. That actually was really good.
Hold on a second. In the cut version, the Amazon version, they take a big bite out of his leg and he's dead. But in the regular version, they're just chowing down on his ass and just biting and eating and blood everywhere, and it's great.
They're just chewing that ass up. So that's when the gun. That's when Harvey the guns dealer runs out after threatening to fight the grannies. He runs away, but then somehow teleports outside, gets a shotgun from his fucking car.
Which leads me into another death that I really liked, the part with the priest when they killed the priest.
That was
a great scene. The grannies make a bet. So I guess it's in the kingdom of heaven, it's a little frowned upon for priests to kill themselves.
A priest who kills himself.
So I guess that they're ruining their shot to get into heaven. So one of the grannies gives him the gun and say, hey, the other granny is going to tear you to shit and make it really, really painful. So why don't you kill yourself now and save yourself the pain? The other granny's like, well, you could shoot yourself now, but then you're not going to get into heaven.
Be strong just once in your boring life. Just once.
And it kind of goes back and forth a little bit, waiting for this priest to make a decision. I just love the fact that these demonic grannies had a bet going what the priest will do.
They were doing a bit of a good Kevorkian, bad Kevorkian, if you will.
Yeah, it was.
And
great.
What does he do?
He killed himself.
He did.
Priest shot himself.
I was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the granny goes, I won.
And I noted at this point here, one of the grannies does seem to be foaming from the mouth. So if there is an argument to be made that the title fits, maybe it's here. She's kind of maybe rabid. She's foaming.
Yeah.
So Alex Jones has the demon box, the original demon box. And who is he with? He's with one of the girls.
Oh, he's with the one character we haven't really talked about yet, the virgin.
Bertha.
She's an old, kind of like middle-aged spinster type.
Oh, real quick. So,
and she's also terrible.
Alex Jones is with Bertha, who are not a married couple. Literally at no point do any of the married couples stick together. This is how much they all hate each other and how unenjoyable they are. They all split their separate ways no matter what. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jay.
And they decide that they need to destroy the box, the original demon box, in a consecrated place. Luckily, the mansion has a chapel.
But old demonic Christopher didn't think of that.
No. And they're going to make a run for it. And they find the dead priest, Percival. And that's where the biker woman, or the spinster, kind of loses it. And I think Alex Jones slaps her. And
oh, yeah.
Then he steps up. Alex Jones is going to be a hero. And he gives her the box and tells her to run to the chapel because the grannies are coming. And this is where Alex Jones dies. And it's also a pretty visual death. Anybody want this? Who wants to chat me up about Alex Jones' death?
Well, this is the one death that I don't think was actually improved by the edited or the unedited version.
No, it was the same.
The same in
it
both,
just looked
in both.
Like a...
Yeah.
This looked like a trauma death to me. This looked like a Toxic Avenger style death.
Yeah.
Where the grannies just basically clothesline him in half. Like he just gets folded in half.
Folded. Yes.
And by the way, it's kind of perplexing that maybe it wasn't Troma's decision, but it's weird that Troma released this movie and cut out all the gore. I mean, you guys have seen some of the other movies they've done.
Supposedly they funded with that 9-star or whatever, like with them, because Troma doesn't have a name on the credits, on the actual credits. They just have that production thing. So I wonder how much or how late they came into the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a movie that was just distributed by Troma, like some of the other movies, you know, like Night Beast was.
I thought I read that they actually did help finance this thing.
Mm.
Yeah, the theatrical cut is what got edited. So I wonder if they cut it because it got like a certain rating or something. So they cut it, and that's just what Troma had to distribute was the edited version.
Seems weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, so the spinster and gets to the chapel with the demon box, and the blonde woman, she's the virgin, right?
No, the virgin is Bertha.
Okay, I don't care. There's a blonde woman there, and Gilbert, the little boy, are in the chapel. And
so is Mama. Blonde,
and Mama, Helen, insane she's crazy. Mama. That she opens the door. Granny tries to get in. In my notes I have, oh, Helen is alive there too. Because she's just off to the side. Granny breaks through. Spinster destroys the box with a crucifix.
The movie's over. We're done. Awesome.
Almost. No, almost. No,
well, I mean, somehow, some way, the demon granny is transformed back into regular granny.
Oh,
completely fine, even though she's been, like, shot to shit and everything.
So fine. Yeah. And that's proven in the next scene when they cut to outside and both grannies are standing up
totally
in their,
okay,
like, moo-moos and just fine and upset that they're being arrested.
Yeah. Fade to mourning? What? Yeah.
This is another thing I actually liked about the movie, is that they showed a little bit of the aftermath. Usually in horror movies, you don't see, it's kind of glossed over, but here the cops are there, they're bringing the bodies out, they're actually arresting the grannies. You know, it's like we see some consequences.
Yeah, Helen goes to the nut house, and Gilbert, the little boy, gets an offer from the blonde woman to stay with her, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're almost wrapped up. We got a stinger, though. It's a horror film. Somebody talk to me about the stinger.
God.
Oh, this is a major issue with the editing once again. So is it Bertha, Mike?
Yes.
Bertha is in a taxi after all of the events have transpired, and she's going somewhere. And basically, we see the taxi driver is taking her somewhere, and then she starts puking up all this green blood.
Oh, yeah.
And you hear the sound of the taxi driver's arm getting ripped off, and then you see a shot of the arm on the road. For whatever reason, the sound of the arm being ripped off was cut out, and so it just ends up as this really abrupt cut to just an arm on the ground, and then credits go.
It's so weird. It's quick.
Yeah. It was abrupt as it was, but with the sound at least helped a little bit.
It's just quick shot of an arm on the road. Ugh. Boom, credits.
Yeah. So Bertha got possessed because when she was beating the box, she huffed in a bunch of the smoke, right? Because she was coughing a lot during that, especially near the end. So that just now clicked in my brain. So that's why.
I think she inhaled the smoke, yeah.
Does that mean that it's a different demon that was in the box? Because...
Oh, because the two demons were already in the grannies.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just have to make the sequel.
There actually is room for a sequel. Should we do a Kickstarter or something?
Yeah, let's do it. Would we call it Rabbiter Grannies?
Yeah.
I will want to make that movie with the pacing and style of Crank. It will be furiously fast.
Sure.
You know, we could be a little bit more true to the source material and just call it demon-possessed aunties.
Nice.
I like it.
Rating time.
Smoky boxes. We're trying to think of what to rate this thing as. I didn't have anything. We're going to do smoky boxes. That's fine.
So is it smoky boxes or smoking boxes?
Smoking. So let's start with Crazy Chris. What do you give Rabid Grannies?
Oh, God. Well, okay, this movie was really slow. It took way too long to get going. None of the characters were likable. It was just, it was not good. It was not as much fun. It wasn't a fun movie. It was just a kind of a crappy mid to late 80s horror movie. Having said that, if you watch the uncut version, some of the kills were pretty good. Or I really enjoyed that. And I did like the atmosphere. I thought this movie did the atmosphere pretty well. And like I said earlier, it reminded me of a simpler time in my life when I was just getting into horror movies and renting all kinds of crazy, low-budget stuff from the mid to late 80s. So it was kind of fun in that case. I also liked that every character was so unlikable that I didn't know who would survive. I thought they would all die. But, yeah. So... good, bad, it's really ultimately a pretty middle-of-the-road movie for me, so I am going to give it 50 smoking boxes.
Okay, that was well thought out. Mike, is your answer as well thought out?
Well, Chris just made me rethink something, because I agree that the pacing was was really slow, and it was annoying how repetitive everything was. It was very formulaic, but not in a well-structured or interesting way. But I was going to complain that I have a hard time getting behind movies where I don't have anyone that I want to root for. But I, Chris just mentioned that, you know, he didn't know who would die because everyone sucked. And that is a good point about that. But I still am upset that some of the people that should have, anyway, some of the deaths are really good. Don't watch the Amazon version. Find it on YouTube. It's like the producer's cut, they call it. Find that. Watch that if you're going to do this. I'll give it... It's worth a watch, I guess, if you like this kind of stuff. I'll give it 49 chewy cheeks.
Okay. All right. Paul, over to you.
Because they ate his butt.
I definitely think... What happened?
I just said because they ate his butt. That's why I gave him chewy cheeks.
Oh, right. Yeah, a couple extra points for that, for sure. Yeah, you know, I think this movie was not what I was expecting at all. But that doesn't necessarily mean I didn't. I actually kind of enjoyed it. I pretty much echo most of the things that Chris and Mike have to say in terms of the pacing, in terms of there was some unlikable characters in there. I liked some of the characters. I liked Fat Stash. I liked Lesbian. and you know what? It's a Belgian movie. It's something a little bit different. It's got a little bit of a different kind of quirky take on things. I enjoyed that aspect a little bit more. I'm going to go 62 smoking boxes.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. All right. For me, Jay. Yes, of course, I agree with most of what you guys said. I do, the pacing was slow. I totally agree, Mike, that they didn't really give you anyone to root for. A couple of the characters did sort of step up, but in my mind, it wasn't enough. And evidently, I saw the Amazon version or the cut version, so I didn't get the benefit of seeing a lot of the kills. I just thought it was slow. It wasn't what I was looking for. I'm going to go 32.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't really care for it. There were just so many missed opportunities, I felt. Missed opportunities everywhere that they could have done with this movie. So, Chris, what's next on B-Movie Mania?
Oh, yeah.
On the next episode of B-Movie Mania...
Guys, I really do like to keep up with the news and kind of world events, and...
Oh, fuck.
I just... You know, North Korea has been in the news a lot lately.
Yes! Maybe yes! Going yes! On. Yes!
So,
yes!
I'm a little
yes!
worried.
Yes!
I'm a little
yes!
worried about yes! what sort of secret yes! weapons they
yes!
might have.
Yes! Yes!
So
yes!
we've got to do some first-hand research for our next pick.
Yes!
So, the former great leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-il himself...
Yes!
had the director kidnapped to create the first, and as far as I know, yes! only North Korean kaiju movie.
Yes!
So we're going to watch Pulgasari. It's yes! on Netflix. Or I'm sorry, it's not on Netflix. It's on Amazon and YouTube, and I've been wanting to see this movie for a long time.
Me too.
Oh, yes!
So,
there's going to be so much to talk about.
We'll,
great pick. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so we'll see exactly what the... North Korea can do.
I actually have to figure out another pick for the season now for myself.
I was also thinking about it.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah. Oh, cool. Thank you, Chris, for digging us out of this hole or making it worse. I've not seen it. Who knows?
We'll find out next week.
Mike, can you give me in your best demonic grandma voice a you know, rate, comment, or you know, the whole like subscribe to us and buy our t-shirts and everything.
If you want to hear more of B-Movie Mania or like what you've heard, rate and subscribe on YouTunes.
On YouTunes? What the fuck iTunes. Is YouTunes?
Did I say YouTunes?
Hey, kiddies, if you want to buy a t-shirt or read more about the movies we've reviewed, go to bmoviemania.com. I'll give you a cookie.
Thank you, and good night.
Goodbye.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out, touch them. They're touching themselves, and they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!
Uh-oh, my computer just died.
God damn it.
I just lost my connection. I'm going to keep recording, though. I've got a terrible buzzing sound in my head. Let's see if we can hear it here. That's what's going on in my head right now. So that was pretty terrible.